We continue in Nefesh HaChaim. We are in Sha'ar Bet, in the middle of Perek Yud Bet. The Nefesh HaChaim is explaining to us the tachlit of prayer, the ultimate goal of the tefillah of a person is not only to remove from himself his own pain, his own personal pain, but it's focused on the tzar shel ma'ala, on the tzar of the Shekhinah, which is mishtatef, which joins with the tzar of the Jew. And we spoke about the double pain of the Shekhinah, one that was caused at the time of the Avera itself that brought about the afflictions and the punishment on the Jew. And then the pain, the actual pain of the punishment itself, that the Shekhinah is experiencing together with the Jew. And when a person realizes that, and it causes him to regret his averot, and regret the fact that he brings so much pain upon the Shekhinah, and that's why he prays and comes back to Hashem, that's the ultimate form of tefillah and teshuvah, and the zedonot are mitapchin lo lezachuyot. So we continue in the middle of Perek Yud Bet. V'hu shedarshu razal b'chana. And that's what Chachamenu Zichronam Livracha, in regards to Chana HaNeviya, speak about in the Gemara Brachot Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Bet, in the fifth Perek, on the Pasuk, V'hi marat nafesh v'titpalel al Hashem. And she was bitter of spirit, and she prayed to Hashem, and the Gemara is medayek there. It doesn't say vatitpalel el Hashem. She didn't just pray to Hashem, rather al Hashem, unto Hashem. And the Gemara explains melamed sheiticha dvarim klape ma'ala. And the simple understanding of these words of the Gemara, sheiticha dvarim klape ma'ala, means that she shot out words to Hashem. She spoke harshly, kivyachol, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu when she was praying for a son. That's why it says vatitpalel al Hashem, not just el Hashem. However, Rabbi Chaim here, zechuto tagen alenu, in the Nefesh HaChaim, is going to explain the pnimiyut of these words of the Gemara in a more positive light on Chana. Rotze lomar, hagam shehi atzma haita marat nafesh, אם כל זה ישליך הצערה מנגד ולא אכפת לה להתפלל על זה כלל, אלא שהתיחה דברי תפילתה לפניו יתברך שמו, על הצער של מעלה הנעשה מחמת שהיא שרויה עתה בצער. The Nefesh HaChaim explains that the pasuk והיא מרת נפש ותתפלל על השם is not to be taken in its simple term. The simple way of looking at it is because she was marat nafesh, that's why she spoke harshly with Hashem. But the Nefesh HaChaim is saying, no. Vehi marat nafesh, despite the fact that she was so bitter about her own tsa'ar, her own affliction, she was able to take that pain of her own and to put it aside. And that's not what she prayed about. She actually aimed and directed her tefillah towards Hashem, towards the tzar of the Shekhinah. That's what hiticha dvarim klape ma'ala. Hiticha means, yes, she shot her tefillah, but it means she directed, she cast her tefillah to the direction of Hashem's tzar, kivyachol, instead of focusing on her own tzar. Ve'lachen amru sham shegam Moshe hitiach dvarim klape ma'ala. Now we understand also what the Gemara says there further in the same page in regards to Moshe Rabbeinu also, when it says, Vayitpalel El Hashem, the Gemara says, Al tikri El Hashem, Ela Al Hashem. Don't say El Hashem, he prayed to Hashem, but he prayed Al Hashem to teach us sheitiach dvarim klape mala, that he also spoke harshly with Hashem. So the Nefesh HaChaim asks, Ulefi pshuto, if we take it on its simple face value understanding, מי חכם לרזל לדרוש אל תקרי ולומר שהתייח דברים כלפי מעלה? What forced Chazal to say אל תקרי? To, so to speak, change the word. It says El Hashem, and they say Al Tikre El Hashem Ela Al Hashem Sheitiach Dvarim Klapei Mala. Why? Why change the word and then explain it in sort of a negative way against Moshe Rabbeinu? However, based on what we understand now, Omnam Leme'al Yutahu Dedar Shihachi. In fact, Chachamim upgraded the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu by this drasha. Ukmo shekatuv ve'et pene mevin lehavin. Ukmo she'amarnu. Omnam le'me'al yutahu de'dar shuhachi ukemo she'bi'arnu. In fact, they are explaining it in a better way to Moshe Rabbeinu. Al tikre el Hashem, ela al Hashem means don't understand the pasuk that he just prayed about his pain to Hashem. Vayitpalel al Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu directed his tefillah to the Tzar Hashchina. That was his main goal and his main thought and his main focus of his prayer. That's what it means. Sheitiach dvarim klapei mala. Ve'et pene mevin le'avin al derech ze ma she'amru sham od shegam Eliyahu etiach dvarim klapei mala. In this vein, we understand also what the Gemara says there in regards to Eliyahu Anavi. By Har HaKarmel, when Eliyahu prayed to Hashem in front of the Nevi'e Abal that he should send down a heavenly fire to burn the Korban and to prove all the Nevi'e HaBaal, to prove their falsity. So it says there, when Eliyahu prayed to Hashem, Ve'ata hasibota et libam achoranit, which literally means, Hashem, you turned their hearts around. You turned their hearts away from you. So the Gemara, as simply taken, says, well, yitiach dvarim klapei mala. You see, those are harsh words that Eliyahu spoke to Hashem. It comes along the Nefesh HaChaim and says, no. The pnimiyut of the pasuk is different. Vehu ki inyan sur levavi. When it says libam, their heart, you know who's the heart of Klal Yisrael? The heart of Klal Yisrael is Hashem. As the pasuk in Tehilim Ayin Gimel says, Tzur levavi, my rock, my heart. Ve'ata hasibota et libam achoranit, Hashem kivyachol, you have turned back. Ve'ata hasibota et libam, you, the heart of Klal Yisrael, is in tzar, and you turned back, as if a lashon of weakness, the tzar hashchina. Ayin Zohar Turma Kuv Kavchet, Ukmo Shekatuv, Uvipishachem Shulecha Yimechem, that because of our sins, the Shechina is sent away. And another pasuk in Echa Bet, Heshiv Achor Yemino. Yemino, the right hand of Hashem, symbolizes the strength of Hashem. Heshiv Achor Yemino. He turned back his strength, as if to say, Hashem, the Shechina became weak because of the Avonot of Klal Yisrael. Zehu ve'ata hasibota et libam achorani. Which means, once again, Eliyahu Anavi was directing his tefillah, hitiach dvarim klapei ma'ala. He directed his words to focus on the tza'ar hashchina. That's the ultimate way of tefillah, as we are learning here. V'chein mefurash bepri etzchaim. ואם בעניין תפילת היחיד על צערו צריך שתהיה כוונתו רק צורך גבוה לבד. So now the Nefesh HaChaim says, if even when we're talking about an individual's tefillah, a personalized prayer that a person prays, so we're learning here that the ideal kavana should be focused only on the tzar hashchina, on tzorech gavoa. כל שכן במטבע ברכות התפילה הקבועה וסדורה מאנשי הכנסייה הקדושים, then surely when it comes to praying the words that the אנשי כנסת הגדולה, the holy חכמים of the אנשי כנסת הגדולה coined for us in the תפילות of the 18 and the ברכות, surely ודאי ראוי שלא לכוון בהם כלל צורך עצמו הנראה מפשוטם. Surely a person, when he says those words, he should not focus only on his own needs that seem to be the plain meaning. Ela tzorech gavoa levad. He should direct his main intention to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Shechina. Lehamshich tosefet ribui bracha ukdusha leha olamot. As we have been learning throughout this sha'ar. to draw forth and to bring down an increase of bracha, of blessing, of holiness, of godliness to the worlds. Mitzad itchaburto yitbarach shemo alehem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be mitchaber, should connect more to the worlds. There should be more kedusha. That's what Baruch Ata means. That is the main kavanah to have in these exalted tefillot and brachot that the great Anshei Kenesset HaGdola made for us. Continues the Nefesh HaChaim, and he says, now, it's not easy. It's not easy to expect this type of kavanah from everyone. Even Chazal acknowledged that it's hard to have the ideal kavanah in tefillah. And he quotes the Gemara in Eruvin Samechei Amud Aleph, ואף שגם רזל אמרו, יכולני לפתור כל העולם מדין תפילה, שנאמר שחורת ולא מיין. Rav Sheshet there, in the name of Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah, says, I can justify and exonerate everyone from the din of tefillah, from the halakha of prayer. As it says in the pasuk, Shechurat velo miyayin, Am Yisrael is drunk and not from wine, but from tzarot and from difficulties, trials and tribulations. And they're not able to focus and to have the ultimate kavana in tefillah. And therefore they're patur, I would say, says Rabbi Lazar ben Azariah. So says the Nefesh HaChaim, Uman omar ata bedorot alalu. So how much more so in our generations? Asher kol ish hu keshochev berosh chibel uvlev yamim, kol hayamim me'ol yegi'at ha-parnasot. Each person is like a drunkard, is in a slumber, holding on to the sails of a ship, as a quote from the Lashon in Mishle Kav Gimel, because of all the hardships and troubles of Parnasa and difficulties. Ulezot en ish sama lev lefanot libo machshavto mibilbule tirdotav ha'atzumim behavle ze ha'olam ha'shafel lehachin atzmo likrat elokav yitbarach shemo. So it's hard for each person to be mechaven and to clear his mind and his thoughts from all the confusions and all the preoccupations of this lowly world, to prepare his mind towards Hashem and to direct it towards the Shekhinah. So it's very hard. And yet, im kol ze vaday shekol echad lefi sichlo ve'asagato, despite all that, each one in accordance with his capacity of intellect, in accordance with his understanding, מחויב להשית עצות בנפשו ולבקש תחבולות מלחמת מצווה. He has to fight hard to think of any strategy for this war of mitzvah, להימלט מבלבול המחשבות אשר לא טהורים, to escape, to try to get out as much as possible from impure thoughts, שתתכונן דעתו עליו לעבודת התפילה כראוי, to prepare his mind as much as possible, to purify his mind for the service of the tefillah. Ki avodat ha-tefillah ilanu ata bimkom avodat ha-korban. Because the service of tefillah is what we have today in the place of the service of the korban. Now we know by the korbanot, hayat talui kulo b'machshavto shel ha-kohen. The effect and the quality of the korban was totally dependent on the thoughts of the kohen. שבמחשבתו היה יכול לפגלו. In his mind, with his thoughts, he was able to cause it to be pigul, to be defected, if he wasn't careful with his thoughts. ועל ידי קדושת מחשבתו, and only by the holiness of the thoughts of the Kohen, היה הקורבן מתעלה לריח ניחוח לפניו, יתברך שמו, was the Korban able to ascend as a ריח ניחוח to Hashem יתברך. So in tefillah we have to strive for the same, to purify our thoughts so that it should go up l'reach nichoach to Hashem. We begin Perek Yud Gimel. Ve'ha'etza ha'ye'utza al ze. Some advice, some counsel, how to work on tefillah. הוא כמו שאמר המגיד לבית יוסף באזהרה בית שברש הספר מגיד משרים. is going to quote from the words of the Magid, of the Malach, that taught Maran HaBet Yosef, as recorded in the beginning of the Sefer Magid Mesharim. Magid Mesharim is the Sefer written a little bit like a journal of all the teachings that the Magid, the Malach, taught Rabbi Yosef Karo, Zechuto Tagen Alenu. And in Magid Mesharim, it says, Ze Leshono, the Malach told the Bet Yosef, Lizaher milachashov beshaat fila beshum machshava, filu shel Torah u'mitzvot, ki im batevot atefila atzmam. The Magid is saying to the Bet Yosef that in the time of tefillah we have to be careful from any outside thought entering our mind, even thoughts of Torah and mitzvot. And the focus here is on the following words, ki im betevot atfila atzman, to put our thoughts on the words of the tefillah itself. So the Nefesh HaChaim says, duk bidvarav, let's listen carefully here to the words of the Magid, shelo amar lechaveh bekavanat atevot. He didn't say to focus on the meaning of the words, on the kavanah of the words, on the thoughts of the words. No, he said to focus on the words. Ki im batevot betevot atfila atzmam. And so the Nefesh HaChaim will now go on a tangent to explain this. Ki be'emet be'omek penimiyut kavanat atfila en itanu yodei adma. Because in truth, the deep inner meaning of the words of the tefillah that we say, nobody among us knows. Ki gam ma shenitgala lanu ktzat kavanot atfila mirabotenu arishonim kedishe elyonim. Because even the meanings of the tefillah, even the kavanot that we have from the great rishonim, ve'ad acharon harav hakadosh ish elokim nora ha'arizal. And even all the kavanot that we have received from the great and holy Ari HaKadosh, asher hifli higdil la'asot kavanot niflaim, he definitely, wondrously gave us deep and very holy kavanot of the tefillah, enam be'erech av ketipa min hayam klal neged pnimiyut omek kavanat anshe keneset hagedola metakne hatefillah shehayu kuf kaf zekenim umehem kama nevi'im. All those kavanot are not even like a drop in the ocean compared to the pnimiyut, to the depth and inner kavanot that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola who made our tefillot had in mind. The Anshei Knesset HaGdola who were comprised of 120 zekenim, some of whom were nevi'im, what they really, really had in mind, their intention, with every word in our Shmone Esrei, in our Brachot, is so much more vast and deeper than even all the Kavanot that we received from the Rishonim down to the great Ari HaKadosh. What a statement. V'chol mevin yavin dela'ite enash al yabeshta, shiyuchal etaken tikun nifla v'nora kazeh. Any understanding person understands that there isn't a person on this planet, there isn't a human on this world that is able to make such a tikkun, to come up with a tefillah that is able to effect what our tefillah does. Lichlol velignoz b'matbeya tefillah gvua uzdura benusach echad hatikkunim shel kol haolamot. To include and to put into the words of tefillah in one set nusach, all the tikkunim of all the olamot, all the rectifications that are needed for all the worlds, elyonim v'tachtonim v'sidrei pirkei ha-merkava. V'shebechol pam shemitpalelim yugram tikkunim chadashim b'sidura olamot v'akochot. And not only that, not only does our tefillah have that type of potential in these words that the Anshei Knesset HaGdola made, but each time that we pray the Shmoneh Esrei, for example, is different, is unique. It affects a new tikkun each and every time. Ve'hamshachat mochin chadashim achirim, drawing forth holiness to the world. שמעת שתקנו עד ביאת הגואל במהרה בימינו, לא היה ולא יהיה שום תפילה בפרטות דומה לחברתה שקודם לה ואחרי הכלל. Ever since the time that these תפילות were coined, were established by the אנשי כנסת הגדולה, all the way down till the time of the Mashiach himself, there weren't two tefillot that were identical, and there will not be two tefillot identical one to another. Each one affects and causes its own unique tikkun, its own unique blessing, and ribui tosefet bracha u'kedusha le'olamot. As it says in the Zohar, Delevushin delavish betzafra lalavish beramsha, or delavish beramsha lalavish betzafra. The clothing that the king wears in the morning, he does not wear in the evening. What he wore in the evening, doesn't wear in the morning. To hint at the message that we just said, כמו שכתוב בתיקונים, תיקון כבד. We will stop here. Bezat Hashem will continue from this point next time.